This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock. Eric, it's a big day today with the release of the WASDE report. What are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Crop production and WASDE report at 11 o'clock right now. Just kind of treading water here. Corn's basically steady. You're anywhere from up a quarter to down a quarter and not much in between. So very steady in the corn. Beans are getting a little boost after just getting smashed the last few days. I mean, the downside in the beans has surprised a lot of people. Got down to 1250 and a half overnight in the November contract. That basically hit some pretty long-term support, psychological support at 1250. And with this sell-off leading into the report, that could give us enough cause for some upside momentum from the report if we see even the slightest bit of surprise. So when you have a bearish market leading into even a neutral report, sometimes you can see a bullish reaction. And if the numbers happen to come out and surprise people a little bit, then who knows?
So Eric, with the WASDE report today, what is the things that you will have your eyes on? What are you going to be most excited to learn about here today?
I think probably the biggest ticket item for most of us is going to be the yield. Both corn and soybean yields are expected to be fairly stable, not looking for any big changes. And if that holds true, then I think this weakness has probably been a little overdone in the soybeans. And corn, you know, maybe it's about where it needs to be if we hold steady there. But I think the yield is going to be the biggest number that people are looking at. And any adjustments to old crop numbers coming into this, NAS and WASDE don't always line up. We saw those numbers in the quarterly stocks report. That doesn't necessarily have to be the print that we see today. And so that'll be watched closely to see if there's any discrepancies between those two reports. So those would be the two biggest things for me.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't, supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down 1.5 at 486.5. November soybeans up 7.25 at 1259.5. On the Merck, December live cattle down 2 cents at 186.95. November feeder cattle up 52 cents at 252.52. December lean hogs up 30 cents at 70.27. And Class 3 milk down 3 cents at 17.20. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.